escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
11, T-minus 10, 9, 8. We have a go for engine start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have booster ignition and liftoff of Atlantis on their fourth flight to dock with the Russian space station.
Houston now controlling.
On this day in 1996, after several delays which included the first ever rollback of a space shuttle to NASA's massive vehicle assembly building due to an incoming hurricane, Space Shuttle Atlantis lifted off for the fourth docking mission between an American shuttle and the Russian Mir space station. Born on this day in 1949, actor Ed Begley Jr., comic book writer Kurt Busiek was born today in 1960. Also born today in 1960, Red Dwarf star Danny John Jules, better known as the Cat.
Dog, what's a dog?
It's just a pet.
Ugly.
Listen, you go and get your stuff and let me pack mine, okay? Will you do that for me?
This dog, he better not be around here anyplace, because if he is, I may have to chase him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know how big they are? They're about 18 foot long, and they've got teeth as big as your leg.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Well, I may have to chase him anyway.
Author Will McCarthy was born in 1966. In 1977, Logan's Run began again, this time on the small screen.
Logan, don't shoot!
You know my name?
Logan Five.
How do you know?
We've been watching you. You're not like the rest of the Sandman. You've been asking questions.
Sandmen don't question the order of things.
Logan, Carousel is death. No one is renewed.
When you're 30, you'll die too.
Unless you run for sanctuary.
You're saying there is sanctuary?
Yes. Outside.
There's nothing outside. The air was poisoned in the nuclear war.
Based on the 1976 movie of the same name, the series pilot zipped through the movie's major plot points in under 10 minutes just to set the stage for the series that followed. Logan wouldn't be running for long, though. CBS had a habit of scheduling it against Monday Night Football, and more viewers were interested in running backs than Logan's Run. And in 2005, Starbuck took on a risky mission, test piloting Battlestar Galactica's new stealth fighter.
Carbon composite. It's gonna be hard as hell to see Andreas, but the question is, will it fly?
Just watch me.
Instruments in the green. Fuel pressure nominal.
Apollo Starbuck, Blackbird flight is cleared for launch.
Run up.
Matlock secure. Initiate launch sequence.
Oh, don't blow up on me, you bastard.
Clear for launch.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The Logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.